Well, what has happened is that the formal sector, the larger businesses, are not creating any new jobs. The public sector and state-owned enterprises have been cutting back on the number of workers for the past few years. And now people are thrown back on their own reserves, and many of them are starting up in business on their own.
So is that a good thing? Is that just a coping strategy, or does that show that the economies of the countries concerned are contracting?
Well, in one way, it is a coping strategy for many people. For many of the women and men who set up these businesses, it's simply a means of trying to bring in an income.
So, hazard a guess, how many women does this affect?
I would say in the Kenyan context, it's likely to affect about 100,000 women. There would be probably 100,000 women who would have that potential for growing their businesses.
And in Ethiopia, how many women are affected?
I would say it's probably about twice that amount, about 200,000.
These are business women who run companies which employ about 5 people. What kind of businesses are they?
There would be a very wide range of businesses represented. Some of them are in trading and services, and some of them are in handicrafts and tailoring. Other ones could be involved in some small-scale manufacturing and food processing.
When you look at most of the policies in these countries, in Ethiopia, Kenya, Tanzania, or any other African country, supporting microcredit is a very minimal and marginal aspect of their economic thrust. Is that not the case?
Well, microcredit and microfinance, in fact, it's only a partial solution. That can help people who are operating at the lower level. But the big issue is the women who want to grow their businesses have outgrown the microfinance and microcredit support. They actually require more funding than that. And the problem is that the banks are not in a position where they're willing to deal directly and lend directly to these women. So part of that is based on the kind of cultural bias that has evolved over the years, where the banks really think of business people as being men rather than men and women.
Give me an example of a woman you know who is in that kind of situation.
Yes, there's Sarah Garment. She's involved in making uniforms even for Ethiopian Airlines and for several of the hotels. And for some time, she's had difficulty being able to access substantial amount of money from some of the commercial banks.
For a woman entrepreneur in Kenya, how will this workshop improve her situation?
Specifically in Kenya, the African Development Bank and the ILO together have developed this new proposal. There's going to be a $10 million line of guarantee. It'll cover 50% of the loans that the women will borrow. And the ILO will be coming in and helping the women with specific business growth training, helping them to prepare business proposals that they can take these to the bank. And we will also be working with the Women Entrepreneur Association.